When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can seem intense. Like breakup R&B intense.
I thought you said you loved the sweater that I got you. If you didn't, you could have told me.
Geico makes it easy. Just go to Geico.com anytime to update or check your policy without all the extra drama.
I even had a gift receipt.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to the BRO. Tonight's hosts are me, Jess, with Amy, as always, running our switchboard. I get the extreme pleasure of welcoming Randy Wayne to our show tonight. Randy is currently starring in The Lion Game on ABC Family and has also been on other hit shows like True Blood and The Secret Life of the American Teenager. Good evening, Randy, and welcome to the BRO. How are you tonight?
Good afternoon. I'm doing very well. How are you doing?
I am very good tonight, actually. I'm happy to have you on and happy to get to talk to you.
Thank you. Your accent is so darling. Where is it from?
Well, thank you very much. I am from Georgia, so I do have my southern twang going on.
Well, you know what works for you, so keep it going.
Well,
by the end of this
conversation,
I'm going to have the same accent. You'll see.
You know, that does happen a lot, more than you think. Everybody kind of picks it up. I can't help it. I'm just addicting. Well, first of all, let's talk The Lion Game. You play Justin Miller, the good guy who looks like he might have something to hide. What's your take on your character?
I think he's a good guy that might have something to hide.
Well, then what do you think he's hiding? I know you're not going to tell us, but I have to ask anyway.
I love playing the character because there's definitely a lot of layers there. It's not just some boyfriend of a lead actress on the show, you know. So the fact that they're giving him a great storyline and the fans really question his motives is awesome, because if they that guy is cute or he's nice, it's boring. But now it's like, he's a nice guy. Wait, is he not? Is he? Yeah, charming, rude. Is he a vampire? What's going on? I don't know. So it's fun to have a character like this, and I'm happy to be playing it.
Well, it's always more fun when they have a lot of layers like that, I'm assuming. And, yeah, maybe he will be a vampire. I have a secret obsession with vampires, so that's okay with me.
Yeah, I was a fang banger, so I was a guy that liked to get bit by female vampires, and now there's a possibility I'm playing a vampire.
Yeah, that'd
that
be really,
really,
really cool.
People would just freak out if that happened on the show. They'd be like, what? That's not in the books.
I found that it seems a lot of the shows right now are being based on really great books and novels, and but they're not necessarily sticking with the books and the novels as much as they used to when they made a show off of a book. So I think that's a good thing. It throws in some twists and turns and makes you
a
little surprised.
It's almost like a sequel. Sounds like a sequel. If you make the movie or the show just like the book, well, then, first of all, you know what's going to happen. And second of all, you can never make something that matches your imagination. It's not possible. There's not enough money in the world to make a movie that can match my imagination. So you've got to just kind of take that and use those same characters and, you know, run with it.
Yeah, I think it's better to make the role your own and not make it what it was in the book to so many other people. I think that's important.
Yeah, I agree. Definitely.
Well, the first season of The Lion Game is fastly approaching its fall finale. Are you excited that the show is doing so well and that you're still part of it?
Very, very, very excited. I mean, these shows can be trigger happy when it comes to letting people go and moving on past somebody, because they just want the show to succeed, so they don't care about personal feelings or, you know, relationships. They just want the best actors who get the best feedback. And so I'm happy that I've even stayed on this long, because originally it was just with 2-3 episodes, maybe more. So the fact that I'm still here and going to be back for the next 10 is awesome.
And, you know, that also, it says a lot about you as an actor. You know, you're playing the role. You're doing a great job. You seem to be having a lot of fun playing Justin Miller. I know you can't tell us a lot, but is there anything that you can tell us without giving too much away about the rest of the season?
Well, I think we have one more episode next Monday, and it's really wild. You know, besides my character, you know, there's in the previews you can see that he says to Laurel, "I think your dad is not as good of a guy as everyone thinks." So that'll kind of be brought to life a little bit. And also with Sutton and trying to come back to town, and it's kind of be like an action episode, so I'm excited to see it.
Well, I've always loved the way that ABC Family splits the season so that you never really go very long without your favorite show. What do you hope to see Justin accomplish in the second part of this season when you return?
That's a good question. Let's see him accomplish. Well, I hope that he's still with Laurel. I think that they make a cute couple, and they're good for each other, and he definitely loves her and vice versa. So it'd be nice if those two could stay together. I think there's too much of that incestual and inter-friendship dating that happens on TV shows, mm-hmm. where by season 3 or 4, you're dating everyone on the show, and it's just, I don't like that too much. So I hope he's still with her. I hope that the family's all happy with him, and that I keep wanting to say things, but I just can't because it gives it away.
Yeah, we don't want you to give too much away. I will say that I do like your character with Laurel a lot. I really have enjoyed watching that relationship blossom.
Oh, I tell you what I hope he gets. I hope he gets friends. And doesn't seem
that's
to have
always
any.
A good thing.
He's very whipped. He's always with Laurel. If he's not with Laurel, he's not on the show. So I hope he gets friends, and I hope he gets to play in a golf tournament, a couple of them, because I really love playing golf.
Okay. Well, I saw in a previous interview that you actually do read the message boards sometimes. Is that a hard thing for you to do, or do you find it kind of fun to read what your friends are saying about you?
I probably read them the least of everyone on the show. I really stay away from it because, you know, a lot of people are supportive, but there's also a lot of people that are just having bad days and want to take it out on someone else. So I try not to read them that often, but when I do, it's usually Twitter, because Twitter people they don't have much room to talk because there's only 44 characters, or however many characters you can type in. So
right.
There's not as much room, and people are generally pretty nice on Twitter. So I'll go through those sometimes.
Well, Twitter is addicting, too. That's the thing. So.
And there's another thing as well, is that if you're going to believe the good, you got to believe the bad. So I just kind of take everything with a grain of salt. I read the bad, grain of salt. Read the good, grain of salt.
Well, that's the best way to do it, I think, yeah. But to read it so you can also, you kind of know it, too, if it's there being said. So that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
I know that over the summer you filmed Honey 2 with a very good friend of mine, Miss Kat Graham. Was it fun to work on a movie that included so much dancing and, most importantly, my girl Kat?
I've always wanted to do a dance movie, so I was really happy to do it, and I'm glad they took a chance on a guy that was not a dancer to play a lead role. It was down to me and Kenny Wormald, who's the lead in Footloose, and Derek Huff, who's on Dancing with Stars. So I was against some amazing dancers that I definitely cannot compete with in that, you know, in that world. So it was brilliant. It was fun. We only had 2 weeks to learn all the dances. I never took a dance class before, so that was really challenging. To let go and just kind of like, I'm naturally a pretty good dancer, but to do that in front of the best dancers out there is intimidating and hard, but that was all fun. I got pretty good, and the dances looked good in the edit. And then Kat Graham is just, you meet a lot of people in this business, and there's a lot of people that are going to be successful, whether in TV or film, whatever they do, but she's a star. Like she'll be a movie star. She'll be a pop star. She's an amazing performer. So I just, even when we were on set, she was always working, and she had so much going on that she had to have an assistant to help her out with everything that she was doing. And I would just really kind of step back and said, man, this girl's going to be around forever. She's going to be a kind of a legend.
Yeah, Kat is definitely very dedicated, and, you know, I'm excited to see that she's doing so well. So I'm glad that you talked highly of her. That makes me happy. I know that some roles require a lot of dancing or even singing. Is that something that you would like to include more in your upcoming work, or are you happier doing drama since you're not really a dancer?
You know, I'm a pretty good dancer. I've actually tested for 4 dance movies, so I've been close on several others. When it comes to singing, I'm not a singer. It'd be cool, like Country Strong was a great movie, and I would love to do something like that where I get to be a country singer, but or a rapper. But I don't want anyone to hear me sing unless it's got like a gravelly voice to it.
Yeah.
Country or just like rapping. I get to be like little Eminem or something. But yeah, I don't know. I don't care. I love doing everything different, fun, and kind of like just expanding my resume a little bit and cool characters. Yeah.
Well, I know that you've been involved with so many awesome hit shows that are currently on TV right now. What was your favorite show to work on and why, besides The Lion Game?
My favorite show to work on, hands down, is a show called Sons and Daughters. It was a ABC improv comedy show. It was created by Lorne Michaels, the Saturday Night Live guy, and it was the most amazing thing I ever did because it was improv and there's no script. We'd come to set, and the script basically told us what to do in the scene. Like, okay, you guys are at the bowling alley, and you're hitting on this girl, and then she gets offended and walks away. So we made up our own lines. And comedy is really where my heart's at, and so I hope I get to do more, you know, more improv comedy stuff. And that was my favorite show. It was so much fun.
Well, comedy seems like it would be so much more fun, just in the sense that you're having a good time in your life and when you're doing it, so...
Yeah, it is, and that's my personality. When I'm on set, I'm people will be serious and studying, and I don't like to do that. I like to have fun and just talk and, you know, joke around. So, but dramas are fun and challenging for me because that's not my personality type.
Yeah. Well, let me warn you before we have the next question. I'm a big True Blood fan, so, your answer must include a lot of oohing and aahing, but... I hear that you got to have the beautiful Jessica feed off you in True Blood. How crazy was that, and did you have fun doing it?
Yeah. It was cool. That girl is really she's not who you'd expect her to be. She's such a down-to-earth and, like, kind of like, she's obviously sexy, but she's, like, a little dorky, but, like, in a great way. You know, she's just so happy to be doing what she's doing, and it's cool to work with her, too. And then to actually be on set and playing the character, it was a great moment because that's such a big show, and it's a fun show to do.
Were you a True Blood fan before you did the show, or not so much?
I was actually just getting into it. I just finished the first season and was on my way to the second when I booked the show. And there's no way I was going to have, like, a huge marathon and try to catch up. So I just went and did the deed.
Well, I'm sure it was lots of fun. And a lot of your fans, we allowed them to send in questions, and the most important question that everyone wanted to know is what your upcoming projects were and where they could find you on the internet. So, first thing, what's your upcoming projects? Do you have anything besides The Lion Game going on?
Yeah, I'd say that there's a movie I did. It's actually already out, but it's called Save a Life. And Save a Life is a film that I feel like every junior high and high school student should see. About bullying and about reaching out to kids that maybe having a hard time and no one to talk to. And I go back and say that one because I feel like it should be seen. But then upcoming stuff, I've got Honey 2, I think comes out in February. Do you know when it comes out?
I do think it is February. That sounds right to me.
Okay, so February, Honey 2, for a good, fun dance movie. February for a movie called Hard Flip. It's kind of a faith-based skateboarding movie, if you can imagine. And that's a family drama thing, and Rosanna Arquette plays my mom, and John Schneider plays my dad in that one. And then, those are the things that are coming up next that are close enough in the future where you can check them out.
Well, it's got to be exciting to have so much new stuff coming out in the new year, so that's got to be fun.
Yeah, and I also have a Coors Light commercial that's airing on a regular. It's pretty
there
cute.
You go, guys. So if you're a fan, that's definitely where they definitely need to find you. That I always have fun when I'm watching commercials and I see somebody. I'm like, oh, they're on so-and-so. Oh, they're on so-and-so. That's always fun. It's like a Where's Waldo game.
a lot of actors are afraid to do commercials because they think it cheapens what they're doing, but I love it. I think commercials are fun, and I like Coors Light, so I'm going to do a commercial for Coors Light. How about that?
There you go. I think it's fun to watch, so I think it's a good thing. Well, I know that you have a website, and you talked about Twitter, so do you want to tell your fans where they can go to find you online?
Well, I'll tell you what. I do have randywayne.com, but I haven't updated it in about 2 years, so I wouldn't go there. Not yet.
Okay.
Give it a couple months. it's being revamped very soon. But I spend most of my time on Twitter, and the handle is I Am Randy Wayne. And then Facebook is the same thing, I Am Randy Wayne. And those are the two places you can find me at. And if you really have a question for me that you don't want to put in a public forum, it's randywayne1@gmail.com. And if it's too personal, you may not get a response, but if it's something I feel like answering, you'll get a response.
Okay. Well, that sounds cool. Well, I am Jess Travisel on Twitter, and I'm totally going to tweet you, and so is Amy, so that you can definitely follow us back if you want to, because
cool.
We're addicted to Twitter, and we're always there. So.
Who would have thought? Like, something so simple would be so addicting.
I know, but it's just fun because you can talk and interact with people, and there's only 144 characters, like you said. So if you don't like what they're saying, you can just stop reading. So it's a good thing.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, Randy, well, we really appreciate you coming on. We actually ask all of our guests to provide us with a soundbite. If you don't mind, you can say whatever you like, to put any kind of spin on it you want, but just something along the lines of, this is Randy Wayne from The Lion Game, and you're listening to the VRO. We would really appreciate it, and you can go whenever you're ready.
Okay. Hey, what's up? This is Randy Wayne from a whole bunch of crappy movies and The Lion Game and a few other ones. You're I said it again. Is that it? Is that my whole thing? You're listening to the VRO, and I can't speak English.
Very good. I love it. Okay, Randy, thank you so much for coming on. And maybe when it gets closer to Honey 2 coming out, we'll have you back on.
Sounds good. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, thanks.
All right, bye-bye.
Thank you.
All right, guys,
okay.
That was Randy
love
Wayne
him.
From The Lion Games. He was a lot of fun.
He was. He was great. So we have no shows this week besides our Vampire Diaries show. Our recap show is not up yet. I will get that up as soon as this one's done. And then next week we actually have a couple of interviews. And then the week after that, the week before Icon, we're going to have like a little blast from the past. Ryder Strong is going to be here on the VRO. So get your questions in for him on the VRO. We're going to talk about Boy Meets World and a couple of his new stuff that he's doing now. So definitely get your questions in for that. It's going to be fun. What do you think,
Jess?
Good. Okie dokie. Well, I'm ready for bed. I'm tired. It's been a long week.
All right. Well, good night, guys, and it was a great show.
Good night, everyone.
Do you love movies, music, books, television? You do? Then come on over to the VRO on Blog Talk Radio. We have shows for all your obsessions. Vampires, we've got them. The latest blockbuster movies, they're right here. Bands and books, music and fiction, it's all at the VRO. What are you waiting for? Log on to the VRO today. www.thevro.com.
When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can be confusing. Like Swedish techno confusing.
Bark, bark, meow, meow. Dance with me, purple cow. Bark, bark, meow, meow. Ooh, you lovely cow.
Geico makes it easy. With 24/7 access, all you have to do is go to Geico.com and you could save money on car insurance. It just makes sense. Unlike,
Dance with me, purple cow. I like your move.